A warm welcome to day three of this course on cultivating happiness and fulfillment. On day two, we discussed the idea that rather than being a destination, happiness is experienced in the present moment. In our practice together, we explored the idea of letting go of what stands in the way of you and happiness. So if happiness grows from present moment awareness, from being more and doing less, it is therefore helpful for us to understand the characteristics of each of these states and ways of being. Before I offer this explanation, it is worth noting that doing and being are natural and necessary human states. It is when the balance shifts towards too much doing and not enough being that we encounter problems, stress, anxiety, and overwhelm being the most likely responses to such an imbalance. It's safe to say that in this information and outcomes-driven, fast-paced world we live, most of us are probably out of balance, leaning a little heavily on the side of doing. Finding a healthy balance between doing and being will look and feel different for each of us. I encourage you to be curious about this balance and its effect on your personal levels of happiness and well-being as we progress throughout this course together. The state of doing is often referred to as the red zone. When we get caught up in doing, we can trigger our sympathetic nervous system, our fight or flight response. When we are in this active state, our minds are typically busy and our thoughts are mainly focused on the past or the future. In this doing state, you may notice that you are lost in thought, or that your thoughts are moving in all different directions. You may even describe your thoughts as scattered or having a life of their own. People may even comment that you seem distracted. In this active state, you may be increasingly focused on achieving goals, completing tasks, or you may find yourself overanalyzing and evaluating the small details of your life. Your perspective can become narrow or self-focused, and you may notice yourself taking things personally. In this doing state, you may experience a sense of wanting more, of striving, of craving. In the red zone, we burn lots of energy. Our bodies often tighten, perhaps across the eyes, the jaw, the shoulders, the neck or stomach. Our emotions may also feel bigger and more overwhelming in the doing state. I wonder, are you identifying with any of these characteristics of the red zone? Perhaps you are smiling as you identify with some of these red zone qualities. Whether these ideas about the doing state are new to you or you have heard them before, I invite you now to cultivate your sense of awareness and curiosity by reflecting on how this red zone is presenting itself to you in your life right now. Perhaps you are aware that your mind feels particularly busy, that your jaw feels tight, or that you have been distracted at work or at home. Cultivating an awareness of what it looks and feels like to be in the red zone is an important step towards adjusting the scales between doing and being. If we aren't aware, then we cannot take skillful action and encourage a move towards a more being state, towards the green zone. With awareness comes choice, and with choice comes freedom. Freedom to live more harmoniously between the states of doing and being. In stark contrast, the being state is more present-focused, more relaxed, more peaceful. There is less striving, less judging, less wishing things were different to how they actually are. In the being state, there is more acceptance towards ourselves, others, and the life that is ours right now. This state has a low emotional charge and it allows the body to soften and conserve energy. The being state is commonly referred to as the green zone, our rest and digest mode, where our parasympathetic nervous system is activated. This state typically feels more calm, more sensate, and less driven by the mind. In this state, our perspective becomes wider, we are more willing and able to experience empathy and compassion, to see another side to a story, to have a broader perspective. I wonder, are you identifying with any of these characteristics of the green zone? Perhaps you are aware that when you feel present, your mind feels less busy, your body feels less tense, or you are more willing and able to just go with the flow, rather than getting caught up in analysing and evaluating all the small things. And so I ask you with a warm smile, which of these states feels most naturally conducive to a sense of happiness and fulfillment? I'm hoping your response was the being state, a life with more time in the green zone. Over the next few days, we will continue to explore these two states of being in the world. You will be offered opportunities to explore what the green and red zones feel like for you and how you can move from doing to being with more freedom and ease. Learning to live more in the green zone is the foundational practice for cultivating a deep and enduring sense of happiness. And so cultivating this capacity for arriving and resting in the green will be the focus of the next few days. You may like to refer to this green zone as being mindful, as presence, as awareness, as simply being, or even as an act of coming home to yourself, to your true nature. It doesn't really matter what we call it. What is more important is that we learn to cultivate this inner state as the building blocks for a happy and fulfilled life. So what is the quickest way to move from the red to the green zone? Your breath. Your beautiful, powerful breath. Your life force. Without getting into the complexity of our incredible nervous system, it is important to understand that through mindful awareness of our breath and by lengthening our exhale, we can activate our parasympathetic nervous system and move from the red to the green zone, from the state of doing to a state of being. During today's practice, we will explore the power of our breath and its ability to calm and soothe us, to bring us back to center, to the green zone. We will greet our breath with a sense of curiosity, openness, and gratitude for its power in sustaining us and allowing us to arrive to the stillness and the peace of the present moment. Before we begin our practice together, I would just like to bring to your awareness the idea of non-striving. In our desire for happiness and in our meditation practice, it is important that we don't bring an attitude of striving or approach this work from the red zone as another thing to achieve, master, or control. Rather, can you bring an attitude of green to your pursuit of happiness and meditation, bringing a gentle, mindful presence, an acceptance, allowing things to unfold in their own way, and surrendering into the natural flow and timing? Can you rest in the knowing that everything will be as it should be, and you are free to surrender into this process? So beginning now by settling into a comfortable position and closing down your eyes if you like. Gently guiding your awareness now to your breath. No need to alter your breath in any way, just being curious about your breath exactly as it is right now. What words would you use to describe your breath? Does it feel deep, shallow, smooth, warm? Cool. Drawing your awareness now to the feel of the air as it enters your nose. your awareness now to the feel of the air as it leaves your mouth. Your awareness to the gentle rise and fall of your chest as you breathe. Drawing your awareness to the soft expanse of your belly as the air flows in and out. Your breath is a four-part cycle. There's the inhale, a gentle pause at the top of the inhale. There's the exhale, and a natural pause at the bottom. Allowing yourself a moment now to be curious about these four parts of your breath. Which part of the cycle feels most natural to you? Which part is capturing your curiosity? If you are able, just seeing if you can smooth out the edges of your breath cycle. And now, just resting in the simplicity of your breath, this act of being breathed. Just as the tide washes over the sand, your breath washes over you. Perhaps you notice your mind has wandered. That's okay. Just as our eyes are designed to see, our minds are designed to think. Thinking in meditation is perfectly natural. So if you notice yourself thinking during this meditation or in any of the other meditations in this series, don't worry. Simply notice, perhaps even smile. Offer your thoughts what they need in a gentle way. And when it feels right for you, return to the sound of my voice or the gentle flow of your breath. During this meditation series, there is no need to push your thoughts away. Just notice, be curious, be open. Noticing your breath once more now. Its natural ebb and flow. We will take some time now to shape our breath so that it triggers the parasympathetic nervous system or the relaxation response in us. This breath is an invitation into the world of being, into the green zone. In this breath, the exhale is longer than the inhale. We allow the exhale to leave our body slowly. We also pause a moment at the end of the inhale and the end of the exhale. I will guide you in this. Try as best you can to follow my instruction, but don't worry if you lose count or need to return to breathing normally. This is perfectly okay. Let's try it together now. Inhale for 1, 2, 3, hold for 1, exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hold for 1, inhale for 1, 2, 3, hold for 1, exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hold for 1, inhale for 1, 2, 3, hold for 1, Exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold for 1. Inhale for 1, 2, 3. Hold for 1. Exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold for 1. Continuing now to breathe in a way that feels good for you. Perhaps you are noticing a felt sense of relaxation, a sense of stillness or peace, a feeling of contentment or of warmth. Resting here in this experience of presence, of being. Whilst being may look and feel different for each of us, this shared sense of presence, of awareness, of stillness or peace, this is where we plant the seeds for happiness and fulfillment. Taking a moment now to notice the qualities of your mind, of your thoughts. Perhaps you are noticing that a quietness has spread across your mind, or that your thoughts seem further away, smaller, or more gentle. This is the power of presence, the beauty of the green. Gently finding movement in your fingers and toes, and opening your eyes to the space you are in. Today's home practice is to simply cultivate an awareness of when you are in the red or the green zones. You can do this any time of day or night, seeing if you can become aware of what these two states feel like in your mind, in your body, and perhaps even in your heart. You may also like to reflect upon your attitude or your outlook on life when you are in these two zones. I look forward to connecting with you each on day 4, where we will learn the delicate art of responding rather than reacting in challenging situations.